Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Yeah, my inbox just came in where I subscribed to Meal Balance here in Johnson. And I don't think I did that. I want it taken off.
Yes, ma'am. Can I get your zip code?
52577.
52577?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. Can I get your first and last name?
Karen Johnson.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for that. So I do have an account matching that name, but I do need you to verify it with your address.
1509 High Avenue West, Oskaloosa, Iowa.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for that. So I do see that these charges are from our Daily Plate. It's a meal plan app. It gives you a bunch of different meal plans to try from, so that it helps you lose weight and have a healthier way of living. And so basically it's $1.33 a day, which turns out to be about $40 a month. But what I can do for you is I can drop that charge down and make it $20 a month.
No, I don't want it at all. I don't think I clicked on this.
Yes, Sam. So did you enroll to try to win a iPhone or any kind of contest?
Yeah, I took a survey.
Yes, Sam. So basically what happens is you have to, in order to qualify for the iPhone entry contest, you have to enroll in our meal plan app. However, I can't go ahead and get you canceled out. And then I see that the charges I see that this was dated back from today, so I can try to void the account. If I'm not able to void it, I'll have to issue it as a refund. And so if I issue it as a refund,
it was just a few minutes ago.
Yes, ma'am. So I should be able to void it. But if for some reason I can't void it, I'll have to issue it as a refund. And that does take about 3 to 5 business days to post it to your account.
Okay. I didn't realize that that was what was happening.
Yes, ma'am. So just give me one moment and I'll have it straightened out for you.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. So I was able to cancel you out as well as go ahead and void that charge of $39.85, so that won't be coming out of your account. And I could also provide you with the cancellation number. You don't have to do anything with that number. It'll just be for your own records to say that you did call in to have your account canceled.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So that cancellation number is going to be C as in Charlie, 91 92 56 982. So that C as in Charlie, 91 92 56 98 2.
And what was that last number between the 2 and the 9?
Two.
Not number, I mean.
Yes,
between
so
the
it's
what was the letter?
It's C as in Charlie first, and that should be the only letter that's in the cancellation number.
Okay.
So that's 91 92 56 982.
Yep, that's what I got. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.